This episode is brought to you by HelloFresh. Get $80 off your first month by going to HelloFresh.com/CagCast80 and entering CagCast80.
Episode number 593. I'm your host, GVD, here in Long Island, New York. And as always, we're joined by a man whose gaming disorder is the least of his problems, Wombat.
It's not bad.
A listener suggested that I do something regarded to gaming disorders.
Yeah. All right.
Based on the timeliness of the news and such.
Mm-hmm.
And so on. Hello, Shipwreck.
Hello.
Shipwreck's very sick.
I'm just a little bit sick. I just have a head cold.
Very sick.
Yes.
It's the we will remember you as you were.
Right. I'm going to be the patient zero for E3.
Yeah, you better sort that out quick. You don't have much time.
It'll be gone before next week if it's just a cold.
I don't know. It's probably not just a cold.
I'm trying to drown it in beer right now.
That's not going to work.
Is that how it works?
You gotta feed a cold. Remember that one?
Feeding it beer.
It's from a commercial. I don't know what commercial though.
Chunky soup.
Is it? It could be. I think it might be.
That's my go-to guess for any commercial.
Chunky soup. I don't know. I don't feel like their commercials were that innovative. Really, were they?
I don't know.
I gotta look
chunky,
that up.
Chunky, chunky. That's good. Them, right?
Yeah.
Chunky soup, gotta feed a cold. Let's see if that works. Let's gotta feed a cold. Dimetap. It's from Dimetap Cold Medicine.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Pills aren't food either.
You gotta feed. No. The point of the commercial is that you're not, that's a stupid recommendation to feed a cold. You should take Dimetap. Right? The guy's he's getting a lot of bad advice from people about how to solve his cold problem.
From the chunky soup people, probably.
Like you're getting from us right now.
Right. Perfect.
Have you tried matzo ball soup?
No.
You should try matzo ball soup.
Ever? Ever. Oh, we can solve that next time you come for the Long Island Expo.
Mm-hmm.
Ben's is so close and is the best matzo ball soup, as far as I know. Can you dispute that, Wombat?
Nope.
Thank you.
It would be the best I ever had.
Yes. And the worst. Mm-mm. So, Wombat, tell us about your vacation to exotic Kalahari.
It is the world's largest indoor water park.
Where is that located?
In the Pocono Mountains, of course.
Is that near a beautiful Mount Airy Lodge?
It is. We passed it on the way.
It's still there?
It's still there.
Wow.
All you have to bring is your love of everything.
No. And it's called Mount Airy Lodge still?
Yes. It's still there.
Mount Airy Lodge. Oh, my God.
I like how you don't believe me.
Mount Airy. Oh, it's got a casino. That's why. That explains it all. Okay. They somehow managed to get a casino there.
Yeah, but no, we went to Kalahari instead, which, like I said, is a giant water park. It's huge.
With no
and a
casino.
Lot of fun. Yeah, no casino. Although it does have a large arcade, which the concierge referred to as the kid casino.
Kid, that's lame.
And you have to walk through the arcade to get to the water park because they want the kids to be like, we want to spend money in the arcade before you get into the
water park. I want to play Doodle Jump.
Yeah. Which we did not do.
Good man.
We did not do any of that. We did play mini golf.
I like mini golf a lot.
And we did the escape room that they have there. Those were the extras that we did. I had never done an escape room. This one was kind of small from what I've been told, but it was fun.
Don't judge an escape room by its size.
Yeah. The slides there are really cool. I highly recommend it if you like water slides and vacations.
Was there a slide in the escape room?
There was not.
That would have been the way out.
Into the pool. Yeah. Into the pool, but they don't tell you that. That's
right. They don't tell you, like, oh, what's that over there?
For one of the nights, it was my son's birthday, and we went to, there's a steakhouse there, the Double Cut Steakhouse.
He loves
signs for it. You can't walk 5 feet without there being a sign for the Double Cut Steakhouse. Have a steak. And I'm like, all right, we'll go to the Double Cut Steakhouse. You got me. Signs everywhere. And we go and we eat our dinner and it's fine. There's nothing, you know, was it the best steak I've ever had? No. Was it the worst? No. It was a steak. It was fine. I go, the waitress comes, I hand her my credit card to go pay the bill. And I guess this woman had never used a credit card machine before in her entire life. Because I got a text message on my phone saying that my card had been charged the same amount 3 times and that my card is being deactivated on suspicion of fraud.
Awesome.
Triple Cut Steakhouse.
Yeah. And I'm like, what is going on? And I go to the woman and she goes, yeah, we're having an issue. It seems as though your card was declined. I'm like, what time? Which time was my card declined? And then the manager came over, and I'm showing, you did charge me because here's the 3 that were approved before the 1 that got declined. And he's like, we're going to take a look at this, but you're going to need to call your bank. And I'm like, yeah. And I called my bank. I think I told you both, but let's see if you can remember. How many times did the steak restaurant charge my credit card for a steak dinner for 4?
8 times.
That is the correct answer.
See, I'm showing you I pay attention, dude.
I appreciate that. Mm-hmm. They charged me 8 times.
Well, you did eat a steak. Something like that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So they obviously the bank fixed it while I was on the phone with them and narrowed it down to just 1 charge.
What about the free dessert?
You couldn't get it down to 0?
No. They didn't I probably could have fought with the manager and be like, why don't you just comp the meal, you jerk?
Why don't you just give me a free dinner?
No, there was no free dessert.
What?
Yeah.
Wow. No free dessert? Really?
Apparently, my wife says they offered the kids ice cream while I was on the phone with the bank out in the lobby.
Fuck the kids. It's your inconvenience of having to call the bank and sort it out.
Yeah, you think they would have, hooked us up.
Oh, but yeah, no, of course.
They really did nothing.
Oh, man.
I know. I was more annoyed at the nothing they did than the amount I spent on dinner, which was an expensive dinner. Obviously, it's a steakhouse for 4.
Where's my brownie sundae?
Yeah, exactly. And a bottle. How about comping the bottle of wine that we bought? But no. No such luck. Like, that could have been the bare minimum, because that was the most expensive thing anyone ordered. That's how they get you.
Thank you for your service, Wombat.
Yeah, yeah. Anyway, Kalahari, go for the slides, leave the steak.
Put in cash at the steakhouse.
Yeah.
You learned your lesson.
I did learn my lesson. Stick to the Italian place that they have in there, where I got really good baked ziti.
I like that. Mm-hmm. So Shipwreck, in honor of E3 coming up, and I remember your great E3 post face cancer triumphant appearance.
Okay.
And so in honor of that, I decided to go to the skin doctor for the first time.
Okay.
In my life.
Yeah.
I figured, I'm 45 years old. I have no hair. So that's more sun than most people.
Go get it checked out.
Right. And, my wife's got good health insurance, so why not take advantage and see a doctor? Check it out. And plus, my skin's not that great. I figured, the very least, I could get some, Clearasil Plus or something. I don't know. Prescription something. I don't even know what they have, right? So I got, a full checkup, and they, I guess I didn't realize that this was going to happen, but I had to take off all my clothes except my underwear and get into one of those hospital gowns with the no back.
Yep.
I don't know why I didn't think that was going to happen.
You thought this was going to be a fully clothed experience while they looked at your skin?
I didn't realize that they were going to check my whole body. And in fact, like, so I was wearing like my cheap orange underwear that I bought from Old Navy. It's like Day Glow orange. And nice. The doctor's like, you know, is pretty, it's just an older woman.
Okay.
Anyway.
She's probably been to Old Navy before.
Yeah. She appreciated the underwear, I think.
Yeah.
But I got, you know, I guess as most people do, when they're having some sort of exam like that, you get like a little nervous.
An erection.
No, I did not.
Oh, okay.
But I did get sweaty. Do you get sweaty when you like go to the doctor and have like an exam like that? Like clammy?
No.
No?
In the balls?
Everywhere.
So you get clammy balls when they're getting touched by the doctor.
No, she didn't touch.
I mean, I might have back when this was new to me, but like this is old hat to me now.
I think what happened was I went to the gym and I like basically came back.
Well, there's your problem.
No. I took a shower, but I basically did it all.
But you still get that. You get that secondary sweat on.
Yeah. So, you know, I'm on the examination table and I got the gown on and she's going through everything, and you know how like the table's got that paper on it, you know, so it's like sanitary.
Sure.
So yeah. She's like, "Oh, you got it. You know, can you?" I'm on my back, and she's like, "Okay, can you turn over?" And like, I'm so moist from whatever that when I turn over,
the paper went with you.
It's like, you know, like wet toilet paper, but like on my.
I'm very familiar with.
But on your paper. Like. It was so gross. Like you could, like the paper was like all you could see through it and holy, and it was like attached to me. It was like dingleberries, but on my back.
Oh, no,
it was embarrassing.
Did she give you something for that?
No, but
so
she's like
get a new doctor.
The doctor, the doctor had an assistant. The assistant was a younger woman, and the assistant, when I turned over, she's like, "Oh, excuse me," like, and she like was pulling like the paper off my back hair. It was pretty awesome. But the good news is I don't have any,
like, unwrapping the world's best candy bar.
No, like wiping the grossest ass, the biggest grossest ass ever. But the good news is I don't have any melanoma or anything.
Congratulations.
I'm good to go. But she just keep wearing that sunscreen, she said. So good job, everybody. Thank you. All right, should we do some show feedback?
Yes, that was an amazing story.
Sorry.
Spielberg level. GTO, the next level. I guess it's supposed to be get to the next level? I don't know. It doesn't matter. Another great episode, guys. I always smile whenever I get a notification on my phone that a new episode is available. The CADcast helps keep me upbeat on my long Houston commutes. However, I will say that I miss Switch Game or Not. It became my favorite part of the show. Any chance you guys might be bringing it back? Even if you change it up a bit, it would be different, but also good. I get that joke.
First of all, get ready, Houston, because in 2 years, you're getting an international table tennis event. The first one that's been in America, I think, in like 50 years. I'm probably going to...
All of the ping pong stars going to be there?
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes.
I'm just thinking about how much longer that guy's commute is going to be because of this.
It might...
No, seriously, all the traffic?
Right.
I mean, like, are you saying... So you're telling me all the stars are going to be there?
Yeah. Can you name any pink table tennis players?
Ron Darling.
He's not a table tennis player.
Lenny Dykstra.
Come on.
Daryl Strawberry.
I wouldn't expect you to be able to... To name any.
Every single one, everyone who played on the 1986 Miracle Mets team.
No, 2021 is when Houston is getting the...
Is a professional ping pong player now. Everyone knows that.
Anyway, I want to go. I think that's going to be my first trip to Houston, depending on when it is.
All right.
Switch game or not, yeah, it could come back. It gets boring after a while, so I'll miss it at some point and start doing it again. How about that? How about them apples?
Sounds like fun.
What else we got?
Maybe you'll be there competing.
What's that? Oh, competing? Maybe you'll be there competing. No, I'm pretty.
There's not like a kids division?
You were roasted by Shipwreck.
Right.
You were shipburned.
Right.
Cthulhu 8, you has to say, Great show as always. Wombat, I was obviously teasing about the name. In any case, it's very kind of you to volunteer to adopt Ultima, who will be here on Saturday. And I'm sure she will be very happy, as will your family. Just like the gaming industry was persuaded into action to create the ESRB, I don't see a problem with them creating rules around loot boxes. I think games M and above to be allowed to use loot boxes is a fair compromise, but as Shipwreck says, this is more of a tech awareness problem than a video game problem. So, yeah, that's enough of that. He goes on more, but that's the gist.
You just call him a moron?
Yes, I called him a moron. I said he goes on. Moron.
I'm joking. All right.
Moron.
Oh, you called Ship a moron.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good with that. Who watched some movies?
I did. We saw Aladdin starring Will Smith and Will Smith. Alan Tudyk as Iago.
Oh, he played another bird? Really?
I mean, it was he probably literally phoned that one in.
Like he was too. This is coming off of his big Hey Hey performance.
I don't know what that is.
He's the chicken Moana.
In Moana.
Oh, yeah.
He makes chicken noises.
Remember Gilbert Gottfried as Iago?
Of course. Yes.
This is not that. This is just a guy pretending to be a bird, but not doing much with it. But the movie, we really liked the movie. Ty really liked the movie. Ty thanked me for taking him to see the movie the next day, unprompted, and told me that he loved the genie.
Good.
So
that's who it's for.
It was for me too, because I watched the original cartoon probably a billion times. That's what I did in college, and it was fun to see it reenacted with real actors. I thought that the actors who played Jasmine and Aladdin really did a great job of emulating the cartoon, their cartoon personas. Like at certain points, I felt like they were really trying to strike the same poses and facial expressions, and they sounded like them. And I thought they did a really good job. I don't know. Why wouldn't you see it? It's a good time.
Because my kids saw it already.
I just haven't had time yet.
Do you know that?
Why?
If you go on,
what's longer about this movie? How did they get another like 45 minutes out of this?
They got songs from the Broadway show.
From the Broadway show, all right.
Yeah, and
my daughter saw it. Sing about Broadway his mom.
Is what?
His mom? Did he sing about his mom?
No.
He's gonna make his mom proud.
No, Jasmine's got a song.
Okay.
It seemed out of place. Like really, there was no reason for this movie to be 2 hours.
Have you seen the Broadway show?
I haven't seen it, no.
You'd like it. You should go see it.
I just don't like going to Broadway shows because the seating is so uncomfortable for me.
Well, you just need to go somewhere that's not in New York.
Right, exactly.
Get an off-Broadway Broadway show.
Yes. That
they do that by us, by the way, GP, if you want to see.
They do by you?
They do by us.
Call the police.
Yeah, I think is it CW Post? They always do like the touring
company. Oh, at the Tile Center?
Tillis Center. Yeah. Yep. So you can see cheap shows.
It's not cheap. It's not that cheap.
It's not that cheap, but it's cheaper than Broadway.
I know. I regret not seeing Steve Martin and Martin Short there.
You can watch that on Netflix, though.
That's why I didn't go. And also, yeah. I didn't have a babysitter. And I didn't have tickets.
Take Ty.
All of these things. I don't know that Ty is up for that.
He's a mature young man.
Maybe not that mature.
I know.
I know. I'm trying to think if we saw anything else.
I know. I feel like I watched a lot and I don't remember. I know I finished Doom Patrol season one. Did you?
Yes, it was so good.
That's a very good series. So I hope that people subscribe to that app so they make more, or they just find a new home for it that's actually, you know, profitable.
Yeah, totally. I ditto to that for sure. And I think I'm going to start watching Swamp Thing if I can convince Mrs. Chiefy. How do I sell Swamp Thing to Mrs. Jeevee?
It's good TV. Watch it. Good TV, good watch.
That's not a great, very specific sales pitch.
Good TV, watch.
I didn't need help to come up with that one either.
You just end point to the TV while you say it. Good TV, watch.
Right. I found a cool picture of it and I sent it. I showed it to her and I was like, oh, look, Swamp Thing looks cool. It's like a big brooding Swamp Thing, you know, with dark lighting and everything. Not yet.
No. I have the first reaction yet. I haven't had a chance yet. But what's something I did watch, and I just want to complain about it, is Mission Impossible Fallout. Did you see Mission Impossible Fallout?
Yes.
Not a Fallout movie.
It's not a Fallout movie. Which,
yeah.
And they're screaming in my house for some reason. And so it's not a Fallout movie. It's a Mission Impossible movie. It stars the Tom Cruise, and it stars Superman with the mustache. Remember, that's why he couldn't shave it for Justice League.
Uh-huh. Oh, this is the cocking his arms.
Yeah, cocking his arms. Yeah.
Right. That part was good. Okay, you can't complain about that.
And you guys both saw it or no?
Yes.
No.
Did you see a shipwreck?
No. I have a hard time believing that anything will be spoiled here for me.
That's what I'm saying. Then I'm gonna spoil this movie. So if you don't want to, I don't know, hear about spoilers for a movie that I think is 2 years old, then I don't know what to tell
you. Skip ahead a minute.
So here's the thing. You know, the whole movie is about, it's about a lot of nonsense, to be honest. But Tom Cruise is pretending to be the head of this bad guy syndicate in order to trick the person who's selling the nuclear bombs into selling it to him. Like, he's pretending to be, you know, whatever's, yeah. It's not that complicated a plot. Now, all you know about this movie so far is that Tom Cruise is Mission Impossible guy with his team. He's got Simon Pegg and Ving Rhames. And he has to team up with a new guy who's part of the FBI, played by Superman. Now I'm going to give you three guesses. Who is the real person that Tom Cruise is pretending to be?
Superman?
Yes. And you figure that out as the viewer, I don't know, I want to say about 5 minutes into the movie.
I didn't think about it at all during the movie.
See, the thing is, it felt so obvious to me that I wanted them to, like, put a twist on it and have it be someone else.
You can't think too hard during these movies. They're not meant to.
I wanted it to be, like, if it was actually Angela Bassett, like, that would have been at least something different.
Right. You also can't hang off of a helicopter with one arm and
I understand live. That, but I'm just thinking, like, then basically, Tom Cruise isn't going to be able to do these movies forever. And they could have had Henry Cavill sort of be like another way to keep the franchise moving along. I'm disappointed in the marketing department for Mission Impossible. That's really where I'm going with that.
Maybe Tom doesn't want to give it up. Why would he want to?
I'm sure he doesn't. That doesn't sound like. He wouldn't have to. But they could do the next movie. It could be the two of them again. And they could be like, you know, airplane.
Oh, buddies. Moves. They could be teammates.
Yeah, like Hobbs and Shaw.
Right. One guy's Tom Cruise and the other guy is the guy who can cock his arms before every fight.
Exactly. But you know what?
I would watch that. That's great.
If they put out another trailer and they're like, guess who's back? And it was just Henry Cavill cocking his arms and punching a guy in the face. And that was the whole
Everybody's
trailer.
Everybody's in.
Everybody's in.
Yeah. It's just.
They could have called it Mission Impossible Dishonored.
Yes.
To keep with the Bethesda theme. And.
Yes,
and we're all on board
totally.
But instead, they decided to go with the laziest plot for that movie without any forethought. I'm thinking, what? This is like the seventh one in the franchise. What are the chances that we're going to make another one? Only about 98%. So let's
let's get rid of the guy who can cock his arms.
Let's get rid of the guy who can cock his arms that's young enough and can carry this franchise. Because Tom Cruise is 55 years old. He's got maybe two more of these left in him. And even if he was doing it when he was 65, you could still have a younger guy next to him. Right. Just saying.
Look, Keanu Reeves made three John Wick movies, and that's just him shooting people in the face point blank range. It's not even as cool as cocking gun arms.
Exactly. They just don't have the foresight. That's it. That's all I got. End rant.
All right. Fair enough.
Yep. That's all. That's it. Shipwreck, you could still watch it.
I think I would, like every Mission Impossible movie, figure out who the bad guy was in the first 15
instantly.
Minutes.
I know. I'm like, they could at least try to make it a little bit.
It's
like,
pretty much the same plot every time, right? Okay.
It's the same movie every time.
Yeah, yep. That's fine. I'm just fine with the stunts
are different, and that's what you're there for. That's why I don't feel bad spoiling it. Like, no. That's what I'm saying. Like, yes, I'm spoiling this movie because it really doesn't matter. You're there to watch the stunts.
See, I was a little bit slow when you were explaining it there, that Tom Cruise was acting like he was Superman. I thought that was literally the plot, was that he was pretending to be the comic book character Superman.
That would be a different movie.
I'm like, oh, all right, this is interesting.
Tom Cruise has to infiltrate the Justice League by pretending to be Superman because there's a mole in the Justice League.
But he just has no powers. It's just like Ving Rhames, like holding him up in the air to make him fly.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Simon Pegg changing a security camera to make it look like he has heat vision.
Yep. Right.
Short ass Superman.
Mm-hmm. That would be a good movie. Mission Impossible Kryptonite.
The biggest news item in my RSS feed reader was that the Russo brothers are making Magic the Gathering for Netflix.
That's nice.
I don't know anything about it, and I'm not clicking on that link.
I clicked on it.
If you're interested in that,
I did it.
You know how to find out more.
Okay.
But people are excited, apparently.
Good. I'm sure it'll be fun.
Sure.
I don't know.
Speaking of watch this bitches, what are we watching in 4DX next week?
I do not know. We have to see what's out.
I think it could be the X-Men movie.
Oh.
X-Men comes out on Friday.
Okay.
This Friday, right?
I don't want to watch that, so I'm up for that in 4DX.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, that movie does not look particularly good. That might be a good 4DX.
For sure.
It looks like everybody's really overacting in all of the trailers for that movie.
And it's weird because I don't think anyone wants to be there. So it's like this weird combination of we don't want to be here, so we're going to act badly. I don't know.
That's good. Because once you start to notice, your seat is just going to shake and you're going to get stabbed.
Yes, exactly.
Oh, what's happening? Oh,
there's no Wolverine in that movie. So
you still get stabby. Someone's gonna get stabbed.
I don't
think
anyone's stabbing anyone. There's no Wolverine in that movie.
Nobody else in the X-Men universe stabs.
Nope, that's his thing. He has a patent on it.
Right.
Wolverine trademark stab.
Wowzers.
I went to a Half Price Books $2 clearance sale this week.
So does that mean? So what'd you get?
Oh, I got a whole bunch of cheap movies and games. Have you been to one of these before? Do you guys know what Half Price Books is?
No.
I do not. We do not. I know what it is, but we do not have them.
Okay. So it's a used bookstore, but it's also used video games, used whatever. They'll pretty much buy anything. You can get like used Lego sets at them. But they have these $2 clearance sales where it's not at the store, but they like at it's like a convention center.
What?
Where they just fill everything in there, and then everything in there is $2 or less. So picture like the doors opening at 9 a.m. at one of these places.
Okay.
And there's like shopping carts for the lucky, first few people. Right. And then there's little baskets that you can take, and then you can have bags or whatever.
What time do you get there?
I rolled in at like 9:05 because I wanted to be there early, but I didn't want to have to run or deal with that.
Because you're going to be dealing with that next week.
Right.
People running by you.
So, and they put the video game, like I go to this pretty much every year, and they always put the video game place in the same places and everything. But I've noticed these people before, but they seem to be out in the open more this year. So the strategy for these things, for these people, is to take the shopping cart and then basically all of the games or movies or whatever they're going for, they're in these pretty large cardboard boxes. You'd probably fit, I don't know, like 150 movies or games or whatever in each one of these boxes. So the strategy this year was to supermarket sweep dash with the cart back to where the video games were at.
Uh-huh.
And then just indiscriminately pick up entire boxes of games and put them in their carts.
And they're $2 each?
They're $2 each, but that's not where the story ends.
Uh-huh.
Because then what they do is, if you notice on their arms, they have iPhones strapped to their arms. And they spend the next 2 to 3 hours
scanning
in a corner, scanning every game. And if it comes up with whatever price that they've set,
uh-huh,
then it makes like a little like ka-ching sound.
Uh-huh.
And then they put that in the keeper pile.
So more, they can sell it for more than.
Yes. Whatever. So these
$2.
Like, yeah.
Plus
for
the eBay.
Sure. I mean, that all power to them, but it's just like, it's the $2. Like, there's not going to be.
Right. This is the garbage.
Like, this is the garbage.
Right.
Like the stuff I bought, like I bought like a ton of games, but they were all like movie licensed, like kids games for the most part.
Uh huh. Yeah. All the good stuff is gone already from these mega shoppers.
Sure.
They're like fucking bionic with the iPhone strapped to them.
Right. But it's just so funny to like, it's, they're like there for hours and hours of scanning. Like, I'm looking at everything. I was there for hours and hours too, but I was like shopping around in all the different sections.
Did you get any good books?
We got a lot of good books. Yeah. Mainly, I got some graphic novels. Gretchen got a lot of Nancy Drew books that she collects. But
is she excited for that TV series?
Probably not, but.
All right. Good talk. Yeah. Stay tuned next week.
So they spend hours just like scanning, like basically sports games.
So they, right. Like, so that's where the money is in the sports.
They get this entire card of sports games and then they like put them all back on the shelf.
Don't they know to not even bother scanning the sports games?
They don't care. It's like robotic.
They picked up.
Yeah. It's such a weird phenomenon. So. Yes. I need to get one of those things so I can strap my iPhone to my wrist and just scanning stuff.
Yeah. Do they have multiple iPhones?
Probably. I didn't see like one on each arm or anything, but they probably had one cool for like phone calls and then one for scanning.
Yeah. Do they charge you to go to this thing?
No.
No, you just
No, it's show free up. Entry. Yeah.
Damn.
You show up, everything's $2.
Good times.
Yeah, it's fun. I enjoy going to that.
I would have fun there.
Mm.
And then I went to a library sale this weekend too. That was everything you could fit into a grocery bag was $1.
That's a good deal.
Yes, I got like 20 movies and 15 CDs for $1.
What movies? Any good movies?
Mostly kid stuff.
What does that mean, though?
All good kid stuff.
Movies.
The Shining.
What does that mean? Yeah. Never Ending Story? The Goonies?
No. Like season
My Little
one of
Pony
the Muppets.
Goes to the Ball?
Season one of the Muppets. That was a good find. Stuff like Planes, like all the B tier, C tier Disney stuff.
Gotcha. The Aristocats?
Hercules?
I don't know that Hercules is B tier.
No, it's not. It's good.
Yeah. That's a good movie.
Sorry.
That's a
Sorry,
good
movie. Everybody. I
can't
Hercules.
Wait for the live action version.
Yeah, that's going to be good.
Yep.
That will be good. Hey, you know what else is good?
What else is good?
HelloFresh. Holy moly, is HelloFresh good. I made beef bibimbap.
Oh, how was it?
It's awesome.
I didn't get that one this week.
Always get that.
Cauliflower.
Yeah, that one's
cheese
great.
Instead.
That is, cauliflower mac and cheese is good, but the beef bibimbap is like healthy and it's got, you know, mushrooms, zucchini, carrots.
But it doesn't have cauliflower and bacon.
It does not. But you may be wondering, what is HelloFresh? HelloFresh is a meal kit delivery service that shops, plans, and delivers step-by-step recipes and pre-measured ingredients so you can just cook, eat, and enjoy. HelloFresh does all the planning, shopping, and prepping, so you can just focus on eating that delicious food. HelloFresh delivers pre-measured ingredients and an easy-to-follow 6-step pictured recipe cards delivered direct to your door each week in a special insulated box. Spend less time meal planning and grocery shopping and more time listening to the CADcast, playing video games, and writing in angry complaints about Wombat.
What if I wanted to get money off of my first month?
Well, you can get $80 off your first month by going to HelloFresh.com/CADcast80 and entering CADcast80. that.
Wait, so you're telling me that I need to if I want to get $80 off my first month, I need to go to HelloFresh.com/CADCAST80 and enter CADCAST80?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I also made the crispy chicken parmesan.
I had that last night. It's good.
With the couscous and the carrots.
And the carrots.
The carrots were so sweet after you roasted them in the oven. They tasted like dessert.
Yes, roasted carrots are good.
Those were so good. I ate all the carrots. What more can I say? Thanks, HelloFresh. HelloFresh, Ty ate all the carrots.
It says that on the box.
Mm-hmm. Shipwreck, do we have time for an E3 preview?
Certainly. Like, E3 is next week.
I know. I feel like people want to talk about E3.
I can't wait to hear all about it.
About all the empty space in the convention center?
Mm-hmm. And how much fun you guys have without me.
We'll be thinking of you while we photograph each other in front of the empty space at the convention.
You should take a picture in front of an empty space and just tweet it out and say, thinking of Wombat.
Yes. Wombat could be filling this empty space. And the empty space.
Is that a fat joke?
I was getting to it in an emotional core, but you talked over me.
Okay.
So we'll never know what I was going to say. Is it going to be a good E3? I'm excited to.
Yeah, it's fine. It'll be fine.
Fine. It's gonna work out.
We've got appointments. We don't have all the appointments. We have enough appointments.
Okay.
There'll be stuff to see. There'll be games to play. There's parties to go to.
Right. Orange Theory is right nearby.
I come in with really low expectations for this E3.
Okay. Yeah, me too.
I mean, yeah, I'm looking forward to seeing Borderlands 3, obviously.
Right. It's like pizza. Even if it's bad, it's still good.
Mm-hmm.
Borderlands 3 is going to be good. Oh, remind me to talk about Rage later.
Oh, yes.
Let's write that down there.
Yeah, it's a weird year. Like, do we expect Microsoft to, like, full-blow, like, here's our new console thing? I don't think so, right?
I would be surprised.
They don't even have a booth.
Well, no, they do. They have their own thing, the same thing they've been doing.
But it's not a booth.
It's a whole other building.
Right. But it's not open to the masses, is it?
They do that whole like fan fest thing, yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's not as open as what E3 would be, I would say. Or maybe it's more open, but it's just not as inviting because it's its own little thing that's inside of a different building.
Is this going to be the last E3 that's run by themselves and they don't outsource to some company that knows how to actually bring home the bacon? I feel like they leave a lot of money and opportunity on the table, right? Like since they transitioned into an open to the public show, which is what they are now.
Well, I mean, they may be, I guess, I don't know how much money they're bringing in from it being open to the public. It could be a wash.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, I feel like it's not, I don't know. I have no inside knowledge.
Well,
I think
they opened to the public to make so that the publishers and everything would find it attractive, right?
I don't know.
To make them keep coming?
Who knows? Because
the numbers were getting so low when it was media only.
Okay.
Or business only.
I have no, the problem is I have no idea what their motivation is. Is their motivation to have a lot of people there? Is their motivation?
Yes, that's okay. Part of it.
But
that's part of it, right?
So if that's your motivation, then why was it not open to the public since before recently? And why aren't they doing more to drive more traffic? It doesn't seem like they're putting a lot of effort.
They should do. Kalahari just opened up a huge convention center that's larger than the convention center at E3. And they should have E3 next year at the Kalahari Indoor Water Park.
In the Poconos. I'm down.
Why is there a convention center larger than LA's?
They're in the process of still building it. Like it's already really large, but they're doubling it and it's supposed to be ready by the fall.
Why?
And then it'll be larger than LA.
Why?
I guess they want to start that business here. Trust me, my wife and I had this conversation. What are they possibly going to have?
Oh, they have a casino, so that works. Well, that explains why, right?
Not in Kalahari, though.
Oh, it's at Kalahari. Oh, wow. Okay.
It's part of the Kalahari Resort. Like, you would not have to leave to go from the water park to the E3 convention floor.
Maybe in addition to being the largest water park, they're also going to be the largest escape room.
At least that would make sense.
I saw an escape room bus the other day driving down the street. It wasn't just an ad for the escape room.
That's kind of fun.
Maybe.
And until you don't escape and you wind up in, I don't know, Peoria.
Or you escape and, you know, you just like fall out of a moving vehicle. That sounds bad. So I think that E3 they're going to hire like one of these companies that runs these big conventions. What's the one that Reed or something is the one that does Penny Arcade? I mean, eventually it seems like these companies know how to do it. They're doing it all the time. I don't know.
Well, that's still a much different conference than what this is.
Right. But
they open it up to the public, but it's so far in the 2 years it's been open, it's still the same conference as it has been in the past.
That's my whole point, is that they've opened it up to the public, but they haven't done anything to really sell it to the public or to offer the public, you know, a compelling reason to come.
Where are the panels? Where's the screenings?
They have some panels. They're just not at E3. They're across the street. You got to walk over to the LA Live.
It's weird.
You lost me. Yeah.
It's just weird.
No, I think the panels and stuff are a good idea for this stuff. It's just,
it's not integrated.
The venue,
well.
Like, to
how do I meet comic book artists at this thing?
Yeah, they don't have that. That's what I'm saying. Like, they don't. They're it's
comic book artists.
It was a joke.
But I know what you're saying. Like, they should have stuff like that. They need more.
That's a big hook at a comic book convention. Is, you know, the artist alley of this video game. You know, hang out.
You meet Todd McFarlane on the top of a building at LA Live. That's what you do.
Yeah, they have to figure out what they want to gain from the show and then do that and not just do sort of basically nothing.
What they should do is they should turn half of it into that $2 book sale.
Dude, that sounds great.
That would be realistically, if they sold like retro video games in the like Kitchen Hall or
absolutely.
Isn't that a parking lot now or something? I don't know.
Yeah, they should have a floor for cheap small booths and just get like the local vendors and stuff, and that would be something for people, attendees, to do, and at least the way to kill time and maybe not notice that some of the biggest names are not there.
And meet the actor that did all the mocap for the original Mortal Kombat.
Exactly. Johnny Cage.
Johnny Cage.
All right.
I don't know if they could get him.
He's too busy doing the circuit.
Oh, so, yes, E3. I looked at the all the companies. Usually we do like the guess what these companies do every year.
Oh, the names,
with the names at E3. But the number of exhibitors is so small when I'm going through them that I just could not bear like to look through them and pull out ones that I didn't know what they were.
Right. It wasn't a big pool to choose from. Is that what you're
right.
saying?
Yeah. It's, I don't know.
All right.
Funko Pop, everybody.
Plenty of room for table tennis there. I feel like
I'm still looking forward to it, though. I'm not down on it.
No, of course.
I'm going to go. I'm going to enjoy myself. I'm going to have a good time. I'm going to look at video games.
Get some sun.
Check out some NBA baller beats.
I wish.
We'll say hi to Hip Hop Gamer.
Uh-huh.
Get some sun. Get a hug from Michael Pachter. No Sony party is a big bummer.
No Sony swag booth out front either.
Really? Oh, yeah. They're not even going to do that. I like that. I like buying those little tchotchkes. Or not buying them, as the case may be. All right. Should we do new releases? I think it's time.
Sure.
Sure. I looked through these. I don't know a lot of these games.
I played one of these.
Did you? What did you play? I know Gato Roboto looked cute.
There's the Rick and Morty, not Rick and Morty game, Trover Saves the Universe.
The VR game?
And not VR.
Oh, it's not VR?
It's both.
Oh, it's both.
Now.
Got it. What's the game that I played? Oh, I played Outer Wilds.
Oh, I played a little of that.
That's on Game Pass?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's also that other one that came out that's not listed here. What is it called? Oh, I'm losing my mind.
Inner Wilds.
No, it's the one with the cel-shaded art that I also
That looked cool.
Yeah, that game is cool. I know. I'm like, I'm the worst.
Big shout out to that game.
Yeah.
Big shout out to that game that I can't avoid something.
Yeah, some void. Void some Bastards.
Void Bastards.
Oh, there it is. Yes.
Void Bastards.
See, together we can come up with stuff.
I played Void Bastards. That game isn't bad. Also, again, on Game Pass, which is why I played it. So, hooray for Game Pass.
Outer Wilds crashed on me, like, really early.
Oh.
And it didn't save. But it was very early. Like, I was just exploring the initial island. So, it didn't really cost me anything in time. But it was a bummer. So, I didn't load it back up again. But it looks cool. I like the art style. It's a science fiction... it's like a roguelike mystery, I think, Outer Wilds. Did you play it much?
Not too much.
Did you get into the spaceship?
Yes, and I went to the moon for the first planet I went to.
Okay.
And then I was going to go to the next planet, and I didn't
get that far. I went to some planet, and there was a huge storm, and it was fucking me up big time.
It also has a No Man's Sky vibe to it, because, you know, you're in a rocket ship going to strange planets.
Yep.
So it's got a little of that. Did you play any of Void Bastards? Or no.
No,
you said
no, it looked cool. I watched the video, though.
I was going to say similar, but very different, which makes no sense.
It's a roguelike, but it's got cell shading.
It's a roguelike. It's got cell shading. You're following a map to get from point A to point B, where the map is different ships that you can go and basically raid.
Okay.
Yeah, and you want to try to sneak around and get into as little combat as possible, and that's the basic idea. You know, go to different ships, loot them, and try to get from point A to point B.
I like those things.
Yeah, I think you'll like it. I also played a little bit of a game that's not on the list that I know you've played called Hunt Showdown.
Okay.
Oh, is that on console?
That is now in early access on the Xbox.
Oh.
So I checked that out. I know you like that game a lot. I'm going to say the Xbox version still needs some work, but it's still in early access, so we'll give it some time.
How was the spider?
Were you?
No, well, how was it? Did you find the spider?
I did see a spider. Does that count?
Yeah. The big one.
Yes, a big spider.
Scary.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
All right, what else we got here?
You didn't make up any Switch games here?
No.
These are all real.
So
what can you name me all 30 games in the 30-in-1 game collection for the Switch?
I just know that must have a great SEO. Well, Matt, tell me how good the SEO is on 31
I can't even imagine. Like, I'll search it.
No, you'll find it.
If you put Switch after, you're going to find it.
Yeah, I'm not.
31 game collection. Wait, is this Party Planet? What's going on here? This is Party Planet.
What is Party Planet?
It's a game that came out before, I think. They've just renamed it from Party Planet to 30-in-1 Game Collection. I think this is what this is.
Or did they just steal assets from Party Planet?
Same publisher.
Party
Digital Planet. Bards?
Taeon. Taeon's the publisher, right?
No. Digital Bards.
Oh, so am I looking at a different 30-in-1 game collection?
I don't know. This is the one that came out May 30th, 2019.
Oh, no. There's one that came out March 8th, 2018.
Oh, this is a different game. This one is for up to 4 players and is a 1.6 gigabyte download. So obviously, it's a huge game full of multifaceted 30 worlds of games. Games like Dancing Panda Bears. And I guess that's a puzzle game. And, it's not Gauntlet. And
nice.
It's got Cup Game and Snake.
Uh-huh. And not Zumba. And
right, let's talk about
something else. You're bound to find one hit in there. No, what are
Tetris.
The odds?
I think they're pretty good that you're not going
to
find.
I'm going to say 30-to-1 chance.
Right.
Oh, there's two games called 30-in-1 Game Collection for the Switch.
This of course there
fantastic.
Is.
Fantastic.
I'll stick to Selma and the Wisp, thank you.
That sounds like it. That's probably an indie darling.
That's the kind of game, that's the kind of game that someone's going to get mad at me for making fun of. That and Watermelon Party.
All right. Anything else?
No, I think we're good.
Yeah. It does look pretty good.
But you and I are playing a game that you've been playing, and a game that I just started playing.
Oh, are we in news multiplatforming and Wombat's awesome Apex Assault section?
Yes, yes. But now it's Wombat's...
Rage.
Rage? Yeah, Wombat's Rage. I just like that. We're going to just cut it off right there. Wombat's Rage.
Yes, we are playing a game called A Plague Tale Innocence, which we've I've talked about a few times before, and I guess I've convinced you to at least get a free code for it.
Yeah, yeah, you did, and that's good. And I do not regret that, because it's an excellent game.
Well, first, I need to know how far along you are.
Chapter 7, okay. Maybe 8.
Good news, Ship. He has not gone by me.
I also went on vacation.
That's probably what helped me a lot.
Right. Yes.
So we are continuing to really enjoy A Plague Tale Innocence. It just gets better and better.
There's rats in that game. Did you know that?
Yeah, if you don't like rats, this is not
the game. Don't play that game. There's lots of rats. Yes. I'm very inappropriately playing it along with my son.
Oh, that is inappropriate.
I know. He loves it. Uh-huh. And he helps me solve the puzzles. He's much better at them than I am.
Okay. So you're enjoying
it. Did you see the... What about the thing behind you? And I'm like, there's a thing behind me? And I turn around and it's like, oh, if I push this, I can solve the puzzle.
Throw it at the thing.
Yeah, exactly. Did you... Why don't you pick up that guy? I'm like, pick up what? That over there. I'm like, oh. So I need him around.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
No, we love it. We play every night. We play one chapter, pretty much. Sometimes there's a few chapters that are a little longer than others, or acts, I think they call them. But for the most part, they're short.
Chapters? Doesn't matter.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We're on act, I don't know, 13 or something.
Oh, I think you're close to the end.
Yeah, I feel like we are. And it's getting, you know, it just continues to be great. I really recommend it. It's my game of the year so far. I mean, I know we're early in the year, but...
early enough.
I mean, yeah, we like it a lot. And speaking of game of the year, I also am playing Rage 2, which I got from my local library.
Did you play any more from what you said you told me?
No, I told you I wasn't going to play anymore.
You said you played like 10 minutes and said, that's it, I'm done forever.
I can see what they were trying to do. And I can also see like how it could be better. And I'm surprised it didn't get there. Like, it's not that far from being, it's missing a layer of polish for sure, right? Like, I noticed that this is not a good looking game pretty quickly, which is unfortunate for a big open world, you know, apocalypse game.
There's just not that much there. It was always the big problem with that game.
There's nothing, not much to look at.
Yeah. Yeah.
It seems like there's...
The world is... For an open world game that's supposed to be, you know, a living planet, so to speak, there's nothing alive.
Yeah, right. And nothing even really... It didn't seem like there was anything nice to look at, like scenery-wise. I have not played that much, for sure. But, I don't know, the combat seemed okay, but...
See, I think the combat in the game's very good.
It's like... I'm not clear, like, how come sometimes it takes me a lot of shots to kill the guys and sometimes not. But more, the biggest offense to me is how they managed to make a glaive not fun.
That is, I never use it.
Right. That's the amazing thing.
Why would you use it when it's mapped to the same button as grenades?
Yeah. And I usually use my shotgun anyway, or my pistol.
Well, if they made the glaive fun to use, you would use it more than the grenades.
Sure.
You can upgrade the glaive to do different things, but even then, it's still kind of meh.
Like, I didn't realize, they say, oh, you have this thing, it's, what if they call it something goofy? Wing stick?
Yeah, it's a wing stick.
Yeah, like, oh, you have a wing stick. I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it's a wing stick. What else would you call it?
I don't, a glaive. Crawl. Just call it fucking crawl.
La-ti-da, Mr. Glaive.
But, and I'm like, oh.
Did you ever have the Nerf version of that thing?
Yes.
Yeah, that was awesome. Yes. I don't think they make those anymore.
Right. I made my own crawls out of some toy that you definitely were not supposed to be throwing at people.
Jarts.
You used trash can lids.
They weren't jarts. What was I saying? Oh, Rage. Oh, yeah. It's the glaive. Like, I'm like, oh. And then I push it and I see it. Oh, it's a fucking glaive, but there's like no noise when it comes out. It's like, okay, you cut through some guy, but it's not like Dark Sector. Remember Dark Sector, how good that was? I guess you don't.
Yeah.
It's exciting when you fucking threw that thing and you're like, yay, I'm going to get him. I'm going to get him. I got him. Come back to my hand. And it's like really cool.
This one's inconsequential whether it comes back to you or not. You don't
right.
really
like
care.
Like God of War, right? Isn't that just what one's called? That does a good job of that.
They had a good glaive in God of War?
No, but the axe is kind of acts like a glaive.
Right.
Where you throw it and it comes back to you with the push of a button. It's a similar experience.
Similar concept, but let's face it. There's either a glaive or it's not a glaive.
And I
will always prefer glaive.
Maybe they should have made the axe a glaive in God of War.
Perhaps. But I feel like it's hard. It's a real accomplishment to make a glaive not fun. Like, how did you do that? Seriously,
reason it was in this game was because it was in the first game.
I don't even remember it being in the first game. But
It was. It was more key to the combat in the first game, I would say.
Oh, okay. Okay.
The combat was... There wasn't as much going on with the combat in the first game. Like, there weren't as many enemies on screen at the same time.
Right.
So, it actually mattered if you killed somebody with it. This one, it's just going into an area and just wiping out 60 dudes over and over again.
Yes. There's a lot of that.
Yeah, it just feels like a game that realized it had a superior competitor coming out soon, and that if we didn't get this game out right now, then no one's going to buy our game. Feels like that. So, Rage. Go to your library. Great resource. And I didn't take the one from Massapequa. We got our own copy.
Well, I don't need the one from Massapequa.
Well, I know.
That and I don't use the Massapequa library anyway.
Oh, look at you. You have your private collection?
No, I have a different... I don't live in the Massapequa school district.
Okay. Wait.
Why does that matter?
Yeah, you can go any library you want.
I'm just saying, that's not my local library. There's a library I can walk to from my house. It's not Massapequa.
The Jehovah's Witness library?
It's the Christian Scientist library.
That's what I was looking for.
I know.
I saw too many Jehovah's. I saw so many Jehovah's Witnesses today in Manhattan. I'm indoctrinated already. They're everywhere.
You
want to
piss them off? Just wish them all a happy birthday.
Yes. All right. Where are we here? So, Plague Tale: Innocence, good. Rage 2. That's our report.
Excellent.
I did want to add that there was a news item saying that the guys who made Divinity Original Sin 2 are likely making Baldur's Gate 3.
I know people that love that game, Divinity. Not Baldur's Gate, but Divinity.
I just bought it.
Anybody that likes Baldur's Gate?
I was going to say people like that too.
Me.
I found, yeah. I don't hate Divinity, but it's a little much.
Did you get the new one?
Yeah.
You have the new one?
You have Original Sin 2?
Yeah.
How'd you get that?
I had it for a long time.
They sent you that?
Pretty much unasked.
No. No, it was not. I did not. We had this whole conversation like months ago.
I just don't remember you playing this game at all.
It's not a review code.
Uh-huh. Go on.
Someone who I know that was working in games but isn't working in games anymore sent me like 3 codes, and that was one of them.
How come I didn't get one? Oh, for different games.
Yeah. Yeah.
Got it.
For 3 different
You got 3 copies of
this
game.
So it was Peter Moore?
Yes, it was Peter Moore. No, it was someone we know.
Don Matterick.
Yeah. He's like, I have these... What do you want? And I was like, oh, I'll take that.
Nice.
And he was like, great, here you go. And that was it was like a very extensive thing.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I think I told you I bought it and Mrs. Chibi tapped out like after 5 minutes.
It's a little tedious.
I mean, she just couldn't even figure out how to fucking do anything.
Yeah.
She knew it was going to make me nuts and it was just going to be a bad time for everybody. So she's like, nope. And then Ty and I played for a little bit. I think that we could get that going, but it's tough because
I played busy. A fair amount of the first one. I don't disagree, Wombat, that it's slow.
It's a bit. It's got it. I mean, again, there are people that this is what they want out of that game,
Well, that game has to drive you crazy because you have to read and listen to people so much.
Yeah, there's a lot of that too.
And, and then like, you have to like actually listen to what they want you to do.
Right. And I want to just like hit people and take their stuff.
Right. That's not the game for you.
No, it's not the game for me. Well, I'm like, when do I get to hit you and take your stuff? Well, first you have to climb the mountain and steal the key, and the key unlocks a feather. And then you use the feather to move the box. And once you move the box, you get another key, which takes you to the cloak, which takes you to the boots. And once you have the boots, only then and then can you climb the other mountain. And when you get to that mountain, you will find the tree. And when you find the tree, you will take the sap, and you will take the sap to the princess, who will take you to the angel, and then you get to stab the demon.
I'm in. That's why I got it.
Yeah.
Mm. What about this 42 games in one that's coming out this?
What's the SEO on that?
Right. This is the 42 games for the Sega Genesis Mini were announced.
This is the first collection that has Eternal Champions on it, though, isn't it?
My collection has Eternal Champions in it.
I understand yours does because you have Eternal Champions.
Because you have everything.
Yeah.
Not everything.
You have a Blockbuster video in your fucking basement.
I don't have Tetris for the Sega Genesis.
Great.
Do you need Tetris for the Sega Genesis?
Is that a thing that existed?
I don't believe so. Not in my memory. Do they mean
Columns? Columns is here too.
Columns, I like Columns.
Is Tetris like a brand new Tetris? I don't remember Tetris for the Genesis at all.
Maybe it came out and was never released. I guess you could look that up, but I do not recall ever seeing it. I do remember when Columns came out, and boy, did they market the crap out of that game. We got Columns. You don't need Tetris. Yeah, I think I need Tetris. No, we got Columns. It's like Tetris, but better. It's got better music. It sounds like the Olympic music. I'm like, no, I think I'm going to stick with Tetris. It's got that cool Russian music. Making a mistake.
I don't remember this game at all.
Tetris?
Yes.
It's got these pieces that like, they're not quite puzzle pieces. Some of them are like H's, and you got to put them together. And when you make a solid line, the pieces disappear.
Escape. Escape key.
Come on, that was funny.
Where are we?
This is a good collection, looks like.
Looks pretty good.
Yeah, okay. It's a decent collection.
Yeah.
I mean, if they play well and it looks good and it doesn't suck.
I think this is better than what most people would have thought.
Yeah.
Going in
it's
on
got,
this
It's
thing.
Got a good collection of games on here. No Sword of Vermillion, but what are you going to do, right? No Sword of Vermillion.
I don't know. So...
No Chalk in the Forever Man.
They forgot him.
There's a game I'm thinking of, but it doesn't matter. Oh well. My mind just went blank. Forgotten Worlds, that's not on here.
Nope.
Mm-mm. I like that game. That's some good co-op right there.
I don't like they didn't alphabetize this list on Polygon.
I know. No Herzog's Wii on here.
Don't go overboard, Wombat.
I had that game.
It's a good game.
It is a good game.
How many Sonics do they have? Do they have all the Sonics?
No Mystic Defender.
Do they not have all the Sonics? This is so confusing with these not being in alphabetical order. 1, 2... No Sonic 3? Sonic 3 is trash anyways, so I think they made a good choice there. GP, are you still awake?
I
was busy pre-ordering Sega Minis.
Are you pre-ordering the Tower of Power that you can attach to it as well?
What the fuck is that?
So they are releasing... the attachments for this thing that are the Sega CD, the 32X, and then Sonic and Knuckles, they're strictly just aesthetics. They don't do anything.
Yeah, they're decorative.
Cool.
They don't.
Cool. Cup holders?
No cup holders.
No.
That'd be good.
It's good. Hopefully it's good. All right. Read this next thing, Cheapy.
Oh, yeah.
Like soap.
Microsoft is coming out with their own body wash, or they've licensed the Xbox name to some company.
Yeah.
I can't really figure this out. So on the bottle, it says, it's got the Xbox logo, and then it says Lynx. Lift your game. So Lynx is the brand?
It's an Atari console.
It's Axe. It's Axe, just in different regions.
But different
in a
company.
Different country, they call Axe Lynx.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, okay. I thought you were making an Axe joke, because everybody likes
to
make an Axe joke.
No, this is, I mean, it's the same font and everything.
Oh. Well, I like Axe.
This makes sense to me. This is fine.
Listen, I spray my underarms.
It's not sold in this country.
But
you're going to have to import this.
Yeah. Oof. Oh, it's the name that Axe is marketed by in Australia, New Zealand, China, and elsewhere. In Japan, I'm pretty sure it was called Axe, though.
Well, Japan wasn't in that list.
Yeah. What's it elsewhere?
Well, that could be anywhere.
Mm-hmm.
What does it smell like?
It smells like Xbox.
Like what, a factory in China?
It smells like Larry Herb.
Notes of mint and sage and woody bottom notes of
like
patchouli and clear
Larry
wood.
Herb.
Right. Well, look. I use Axe and my armpits are fine. They never burn and I smell okay, I think. And I will continue to use it. I just bought some the other day.
Excellent.
Until Harry starts making
it. I'm curious why they wouldn't bring this to the US. It seems
right.
Like,
it'll work.
Yeah, this would work fine.
Give us like some like a free avatar if we buy this.
Right, give me some avatar clothes.
Give me my
avatar. I wouldn't be surprised.
Jones in for those avatar clothes.
Is there some Axe body avatar stuff for free anyway? Like that wouldn't shock me.
No, but I want this though.
Yeah, you want the soap.
Yeah, it's a lot of soap. Huh. All right, what else we got here? Where are we? We did the body wash. I pulled this tweet from Kojima.
Uh-huh.
This is, it's a pretty good tweet. He's talking about Death Stranding. That's the name of the game,
That
right?
is the name of the game, yes.
Which is coming out in November, I believe.
Yes, it is.
So I guess I'll just read his tweet. It says, as I'm getting similar questions, so I shall repost. DS, that's what we call Death Stranding, is not a stealth game. Could move subjectively, but not an FPS shooting game either. By incorporating with the concept of connection, (strand), it's totally brand new genre called action game /strand game, (social strand system), (). Got it?
Yep.
Yep, Kristen, makes perfect
crystal
sense.
Clear. Stealth game?
Transferring? Will it have transferring?
Yes.
So it's a stealth game? Is that what he's saying?
Yeah.
It's definitely a stealth game.
That's probably what it is.
Okay. Definitely a stealth game with voice chat.
Excellent.
Can't
wait to
play. Could move subjectively.
It doesn't make any sense. You can't. You cannot pull any meaning.
Like, it's not even that we're like that his English isn't his first language. It's
No.
It's just like he's choosing these words.
Yeah. Well, he says, straight up, it's not a stealth game.
Right.
But it's not a first-person, an FPS shooting game, a first-person shooter shooting game. But it's a third-person game, isn't it?
I believe so. We don't really know what it is. It could be more, it could be different things. It could be first
Yes,
person
we know it's point. A action game / strand game.
It could change. It could change perspectives.
All the databases, all the video game databases out there are now adding a new genre to their system.
What if this game is good?
Great.
I'm sure people have already
given it 10 out of 10s.
Exactly. People have decided that it's awesome. And I've already started.
They're going to hand Jeff Keighley the controller and he's going to say, what do I do? And they're going to say, what would you like to do? And he's going to ejaculate all over himself.
Right.
Well, first, we're going to make a strand. And then, this is definitely not stealth.
We're just going to We're just going to strand past these guards and cameras.
Without letting anyone see your strand. So it's a stealth, stealthily? No.
No.
We don't use the stealth word here.
Right. See that guard stranding over there?
There's gonna be a sign.
You can see his strand of vision. Right. You want
to
stay out of his
strand of vision.
You're
not allowed to use at the Death Standing booth at E3. Yeah. Stealth. Exclamation point.
Right. I don't think this is at E3, is it? Is this at E3? I don't
know. Well, the Sony's not
Sony,
there.
Sony, right?
Oh, that's right. Yeah, never mind.
Maybe they'll have a bus that drives by with the game inside. And it's also an escape room. When you escape the room, you get to play Death Stranding.
Mm-hmm. Is that the title of this episode? And it's also an escape room?
No, never. It will never be that title.
It's a good title.
Says you.
Mm-hmm.
Apple had an event.
Yeah, they did. I don't know what happened there, but I guess you could now use your PS4 and Xbox One controller with your Apple TV?
Right, to play games.
Yep.
All right.
That's
excellent.
Cool.
I don't have an Apple TV, so that means nothing to me.
You have the controller. You're halfway there.
I have the controller, but I have a Roku.
I didn't read this. Is that through Bluetooth? How does that work?
I don't know.
Yeah,
Apple TV has Bluetooth, and I guess the Xbox controllers have Bluetooth now, right? They switched over to that a while
Everybody
ago.
Has Bluetooth.
Good. Good.
Yeah.
So good. I don't think I have any games I'm looking to play on my Apple TV, but...
What about on your new $6,000 Apple computer?
Yeah. What about my Google Stadia? Will that support Xbox controllers? I'm thinking probably.
Probably. I was going to say, I think they probably have that covered, yeah.
That's, yeah. Well, do we have an appointment to see Stadia? What's up with that? Are they at E3?
Do they exist at E3? I don't know. Probably. Is there a Google booth?
Yeah, how come there's not a giant Google booth? Like, that's what I'm saying. If there's no giant Google booth at E3, then these guys don't know how to fucking sell their show. Because who's got more money than Google to blow on a fucking pointless trade show? Nobody. It's right up their alley.
Is there
going
to be a Tesla that I can play Cuphead in at E3?
Is there?
I don't know. Is there?
I don't know. Somebody wrote in about that, but I didn't read it. Why is Cuphead going to be playable on the Tesla? Aren't people dying using that automatic driving mode that's not really
automatic driving mode? They can at least have fun while they do it.
Right. Did you really want to be giving these people more of a distraction? They're not supposed to be. They're supposed to be paying attention during the automatic driving, and they're not, and then they're dying.
In Cuphead.
So let's put video games in.
Right. Let's put a video game in that takes maximum concentration.
Right. Before they put in Asteroids, right? Which for most people, they're going to look at it for 1 second and be like, I'm not playing this. Which is the game that should be in a car, something that's not going to be played. But instead, especially when people are not paying attention when they're supposed to be, because they think they have a robot car that drives itself, but they have a death machine that's trying to kill them at all times. Go short on Tesla. No, I don't do that stuff. He's fucked up, though. Elon. Cagbag. Wombat, he's still there?
I'm here.
You playing Cuphead?
No, thanks.
At Denbot91 writes in and asks, how do you guys actually prepare for the podcast episode? Who is the late one? Every podcast group has one person you typically have to wrangle online to record. Let's let Wombat answer this question.
You know what? Most of the time, the late one is usually Shipwreck. I am always first.
Which you would expect, given that he's got two of the youngest children.
I guess.
No.
He also has
what?
He has the quietest basement where he could just close the door and leave.
Yes.
That's not how it works. You don't just leave your wife with the two kids.
He's not Howard Stern.
Right.
He's Shipwreck.
He's like, I got a show. I'll see you all tomorrow. And then you close the door and lock it.
Right. That's what Mrs. Shipwreck. That's what Mrs. Shipwreck puts up with for sure.
Right.
That's what she wants out of her partner.
I prepared for this podcast by falling asleep in a chair in my son's room and then waking up and going, oh, he's asleep. It's 9:10. I guess I'll go down and record a podcast.
Oh, I remember those days. That's the fucking worst. When you fall asleep at, 2 hours or 2 or 3 hours before you're actually supposed to fall asleep, and then you wake up, and then you have to be awake, you feel like...
No, if I fall asleep and it's 9 o'clock, I'm just waking up the next morning.
Right, because you feel like you've been drugged, and that
that's
you're
pretty
trying,
much my life right now. Yes,
you're trying to you're fighting through it. I would tell Mrs. Chibi to wake me up, like come in. I say come in 20 minutes after I go in here, because otherwise I'm sleeping and I'm just gonna feel like hot shit. And yeah, don't have to do that anymore. So yeah, so shit, yeah, so shipwrecks. I don't know. We're all wombats. Always actually wombats. Never really late, I would say. But his kids are running around during the show, and he sometimes has to wrangle them.
Yeah, that has happened. Because my kids suck.
But to prepare for the show, is, as you can tell, there's fucking no preparation whatsoever. There's an outline. We throw some shit on there. Mostly I do it, but it's really like I can't even brag about saying like I'm putting together this fucking shell of a show here.
To be fair, there just isn't that much gaming news anymore.
Well, no, there's always interesting things to talk about. The least fun.
I didn't say that.
Right. I think obviously the least fun part of doing the show is of any like podcast would be the preparation for it. And the most fun is just the talking to each other part.
That's fun?
Sure.
I guess.
I'm having fun.
Are you having fun?
Sure. If I wasn't fun, I wouldn't be here. Not doing it for the fucking, you know.
Fame and fortune.
Right. Anything. Mm. I was going to make a saying, I'm not doing it for the HelloFresh, but I love HelloFresh.
Yeah. So.
But I'm glad that we found out about HelloFresh.
Exactly.
Now I'm hungry. Great. All right. Let's wrap it up. Our last show before E3. Let's tell everybody. I guess we're doing the audio booze. I should make sure that is something that still exists and we're set up for at some point. Let's definitely do that. So we'll, you know, but of course, as always, we put all of our E3 shows together at the end of our next show. So there's not going to be a real CADcast next week. But if you follow us on Twitter, you'll see all of our thoughts and whatnot. Maybe Wombat will record more than one half-assed audio booth this year.
I'm sorry that I have to work.
You might have done two last year. Yeah. You might have done three, actually. I don't know how many you did. I said one, but the reality is...
I feel like I did more than one.
I feel like you did two. Like, as soon as I said that, I felt like I could have been wrong. But you know what's not wrong? Getting your tickets now for LI Retro. Forget about E3. Long Island is where it's at when it comes to gaming. And Wombat. It's two things Long Island is known for. So go to LI Retro. Wait, is it liretro.com? I think so. Yes.
Did you see the pinball thing they're going to have there now?
Pinball thing. Now with pinball thing.
It's going to have like a whole room of pinball machines to play.
Yes, and a tournament.
Yeah. So if you want to see retro pinball, that's going to be there now too.
And Bit Brigade. Holy shit, Brigade's going to be there?
Oh, man. She was a top model in 1968. Brit Brigade.
No. Bit Brigade. Brigade. That's hard to say.
Yes. Brigade.
See? Anyway, go to liretro.com. Get your tickets now for live CADcast action. And Bit Brigade. You have to really say that deliberately. If you want that to come out cleanly. Follow us on Twitter for all your E3 action. At GPD, at New Wombat, at Shipwreck. Thorbon is going to E3. You can follow him at Thorbon3. Also, you can follow him at Video Game Deals, where he's tweeting video game deals. And jokes sometimes. He's got some good jokes on there, too. He's got the kids call the memes.
I thought it was pronounced mem.
I'm not sure, but whatever it is, however it's pronounced, he's got some good ones on there. The kids seem to like them. So that's it. Oh, let's remind everybody also, because we love HelloFresh, to go to HelloFresh.com/CADcast80 to get $80 off your first month. Oh, and enter CADcast80 and say hi to Wombat while you're there. What does that even mean?
I don't know. Now? Are we done now?
Sure.
All right. Bread's done.
When you get a cold or an allergy,
you need some herbal tea.
You also get a lot of advice.
What you want to do is feed a cold.
A lot of advice.
Take Judy to call me in the morning.
But the best advice is what doctors have said millions of times. Take Dimetapp. Dimetapp in non-prescription formulas brings proven relief. So take the advice of doctors and pharmacists.
The T word. Huh?
And take Dimetapp. The best advice you can take.
Chunky, chunky, chunky. Chunky, chunky, chunky.